Welcome to How to Study in Germany, a podcast made for and by international students in Germany. Listen for not only inspirations from personal stories of international student and alumni community, but also for advices from experts in the fields of language learning, university application, career orientation, housing, and more. Hello everyone, welcome to our next podcast episode. Today with us is a special person, Alona, which came here all the way from St. Petersburg and is now a third semester student of Studium Individuale at Leuphana University. But on top of that, she's also a person behind EASY, which is a student initiative for international students. Therefore, in this episode, we're going to get to know more about Alona herself, but also idea behind this very interesting initiative, which events I sometimes attend myself. Thank you so much for joining us today. I would like to typically start from getting to know more about you. So, do you mind introducing yourself first?
Hello, hello to everybody. Thank you very much for having me. And yeah, well, my name is Alona. I'm in my third semester of Studium Individuale with a minor in psychology and society. As it was already mentioned, yes, I was born and raised in St. Petersburg. Before coming to Germany, I was studying for 2 years in Russian university in Leti, and I was studying public relations and advertisement. And there I've realized that I have passion for digital media and everything connected to human resources, people in general, and writing. So right now in my studies, I'm combining psychology studies with digital media courses, mostly practical ones. And that's what I find the most attractive in my program. That's why I love it so much. And I'm extremely grateful for me choosing that program and me getting in here, because I know that Studium Individuale as well as digital media is not that easy to get in. And there are not that many places for international students as well. So I'm extremely happy for being there.
Yes, and actually you're also attending some classes with me, don't
yes.
you?
Yes, that's true. So I'm not doing only digital media and psychology. Every semester I'm doing one course of eBay, International Business and Administration. Last semester it was marketing. Extremely nice, but I have to do an exam. And this semester we're doing entrepreneurship together. And yeah, sometimes it's super nice to see friends in class, because with me being Studium Individuale student, sometimes you don't see your friends or classmates that often, because we don't have that many classes together. What struck me the most when I came to Germany, well, there was no one thing. There were several things. The first thing is an extended period of studies. So bachelor program here is around 3 years, but you can prolong your period of time by having 7, 8, 9, 10 semesters, basically as much as you want. Which is not true for Russian university, because we have a limited time. We have only 4 years for bachelor programs. We cannot build our schedule. We just receive the schedule for the semester 2 weeks before the semester, and that's how we leave. And here at Leuphana, that's like the opposite of my home university, because I can choose whatever I want, whenever I want, and I am able to jump over a semester and take another one. I can end my studies earlier, or I can take 4 years or 5 years instead of three. This was one of my cultural shocks, let's say. The second one was, yeah, the ability to choose. And this combination of major, minor, and complementary studies thing is mind-blowing in the beginning. Registering for exams is hard as hell. And building your schedule as well. But by the third semester, you manage that easily.
Okay, my next question is also related to your studies. And I wanted to ask you, how does your typical day at uni look?
Oh, well, that's a hard question, because I don't have a solid structure or plan of the day every day. However, if I take a look at my calendar right now, it's quite packed, and not only because of studies, but because of work and so on. Well, the week, 1 week is different from another in most cases. Yeah, I'm just showing my...
It's really full, everyone. I need to confirm.
Yeah, well, I'm showing right now my calendar to Julia. Well, I would say that in most cases, if it's Tuesday, Thursday or Friday, I wake up before like an hour or two before a class, try to prepare and then go to uni. I'm really happy that I live close to university, so I don't have to commute a long time. It just takes me like 3 minutes to go to university. Attend classes. Sometimes after the classes, I do preparations for another classes or, yeah, work, engage with volunteering things and jobs. And sometimes I have work meetings before classes. All of them are in the morning, and that's just a struggle to me because I'm not a morning person at all.
Same goes for me. However, sometimes you just need to, right?
Yeah.
What do you find the most interesting so far about studying at Leuphana?
Well, Leuphana is quite... I would say not typical university from what I can see. It's hard for me to compare Leuphana to other German universities because I've never been studying out there. However, from what I can see, Leuphana is accumulation of freedom and liberty and left-winded ideas, which is extremely nice because people can feel themselves quite comfortable out there. And sometimes you can feel like you can say everything. However, I guess if you're talking to all vegan people, it's not the best idea to say that you love meat. But I feel like Leuphana opened several new horizons for me and helped me to meet so many new people who think differently from each other and sometimes from me. And I would say the most interesting experience was last year. It was exactly around Christmas time. One of the international societies created a Christmas evening where a lot of internationals came in. That was probably one of my first international meetings with so many new different people. We were drinking Glühwein, talking, singing songs and playing games. And that was incredible. I loved that. And then I realized that talking to different people with different mindsets is something that I really value and something that I want to continue working on.
Okay, thank you. Alona, you also mentioned just a minute before that your schedule is so busy, not only because of your studies, but also because of some student jobs.
Yeah.
Can you tell us something more about it? How did you find those? Where are you working at? And is it really difficult to like maintain work-study balance?
Yeah, well, I will start with the last question. Is it difficult to maintain? I think it's impossible. I don't know how people maintain work-life balance. I cannot, even though sometimes it may seem like it is. It's not easy, or at least it comes with a lot of compromises. But about the jobs, well, I have three jobs. And sometimes I say mini jobs, but that's not technically correct. I have two jobs at the university and one outside of university. The last one is not that much interesting. I'm just working at KIK. And two other jobs are at Leuphana. One of them is a marketing person at Schreibzentrum Writing Center. That is a bilingual institution within Leuphana where everybody can find help in writing their theses, bachelor, master arbeits. So basically, Schreibzentrum Writing Center helps you to navigate through writing process, to figure out what's your writing style and how to use words so that they work in the way you want to. And my third work, it's only 13 hours a month. I'm working as an SHK position. That's basically a tutor for one of my classes that I've really enjoyed. This is from my major, Studium Individuale. That was like the class Ways of Knowing, and I love it.
Do you actually have any advices on finding student jobs?
Regarding to the question of finding a job at Leuphana or in Germany, I wish I had a lot of tips for that, but I have some. First of all, if you want to find a job at university, it's quite easy to find at Lafana website positions within one institution or within another. There are quite many in English that do not require German language, which is extremely beneficial for internationals. That's, for example, how I found my job at Trabzentrum Writing Center. It was in one of Lafana Facetten newsletters. I figured out and I thought that I may try it out. I think they were not requiring German, but I've mentioned that my German was like between A2 and B1 and they were fine with that. I'm working and right now I'm trying to improve my German by working in a bilingual institution. So far it's not that great, but it's going. I mean, I'm practicing my German and I'm doing that. Another option to find a job, I mean, we're close to Hamburg, so it's not that hard to find a job. Well, Lüneburg is not that far from Hamburg, so a lot of students are looking for jobs in Hamburg, and since Hamburg is the second biggest city in Germany, it's easy to find something in English language that does not require German. I would recommend to go through LinkedIn, StepStone, and maybe just Google Werkstudent or work student in Hamburg or Lüneburg or somewhere else, and try to go through Google. That would be my tips.
Thank you. I can also agree on that. This was how I was also looking for a job. Let's talk about Easy now. I'm really curious to get to know more info on how you guys operate and if your organization perhaps collaborate and is organized as a network, for example. So let me start from asking you, what is Easy? What's the idea behind it?
Yeah, well, Easy is Internationale Studentische Initiative. Well, basically, that's International Student Initiative within Lafana that is not really that much linked to Lafana. It's a little bit complicated. Our goal is to help internationals to feel themselves good in Lüneburg and to help them understand how everything works, how to communicate with other people. And we are providing a lot of opportunities for internationals to meet with other internationals, to communicate and to engage themselves and find something interesting, discover something interesting about them. Yeah, so basically the goal of Easy is to provide opportunities for internationals to meet each other, to communicate and discover new things about themselves and about Germany. For example, last week I did a bar hopping event in Lüneburg. It was quite an experience because we did that on Saturday evening, and obviously Saturday evening is full in every bar and restaurant. However, I know, and I myself enjoyed it a lot. I've met so many new people, and I know that it's just another vibe to meet new people in a bar and talk and observe other, how they communicate, how they gesture, what they're feeling, and so on. Apart from that, we have excursions in Hamburg in the beginning of each semester that is mostly done with cooperation with International Office of Lafana. We also do some events or parties. For example, we had extremely gorgeous Halloween party with costume contest. And we're recording that in December, but on the 17th of December, we are having a Christmas party and we hope to enjoy Glühwein and the atmosphere out there with internationals and not only, to celebrate this gorgeous time of the year and the snow we have.
Yes, right now it's snowing outside actually when we're recording, and it looks really gorgeous outside. Unless you don't have gloves or a scarf, then maybe this weather is not so gorgeous for you.
Yeah, I mean, you have to take care of yourself, and especially if you're riding a bicycle like you did today.
Yes, exactly.
It's not that.
Yes, be careful. And yeah, thank you for appreciating my cycling efforts, Alona. Yeah, but coming back to Easy, mm-hmm. You mentioned you did like Halloween party theme. Now there's going to be Christmas party. There were some events where you were going to Hamburg. But also, you mentioned that you don't always do events that are like related to partying, but also something like that is not involving the consumption of alcohol.
<That's>
like, for example,
really nice
climbing, kayaking. Do you wanna? Do you remember? Something more about this.
Yes, the reason why I was talking about parties and so on is just like our recent events. However, Halloween party was quite a long ago. Well, yes, we don't only drink alcohol. In summer, we had several events that were kind of considered as a sport activities. So we did, what was that? Rowing thing?
Kayaking,
yeah. So in summer we did kayaking, and in September I think we did climbing in one of climbing spots in Lüneburg. And in January, on the first week of January, we're going to do ice skating, most probably in Adendorf. Yes, I'm looking forward to that. I wanted to do that last week, but because it was raining in the first half of the week, we had to reschedule that because we could not rely on the weather. But right now, it's the best time for that. Our aim is to kind of push people to step out of their comfort zone and talk to others, maybe engage in new, interesting debates on conversations on different topics. And we really want internationals to feel comfortable in Lüneburg or in Germany during their studies. And if there is anything they're struggling with, they can always reach out to us and ask for help. One of the tips for prospect students, by the way, I would extremely recommend to join Telegram chat Lafana Internationals, because there a lot of students are asking for help and sometimes get help from others. For example, when I came here for the first time, I was looking for doctor's lists or like any kind of recommendations, and students who were there in their second or third semester or year or anything, they helped me, they answered my questions, and that's what we do. We answer each other questions and try to help each other out.
That's true. I asked for help there myself and received it, which matters a lot. Okay, so who can actually join EASY?
Well, basically everyone. We don't have any restrictions or prejudices, so everybody's welcome. And by the way, if you think that, oh, that's international association or organization, don't think that it's only for internationals. Germans are very much welcome, and we have some in our crew, and they help us a lot when we need to do something with bureaucracy, with papers. They help us translate several things. So if you want to join us, go follow us on Instagram and, yeah, send us a message. We would be happy to see you.
Yes, exactly. So apart from EASY, do you have any other tips on how to gain some volunteer experience? As we both know, it's very important, not only for others, but also for your own CV. So maybe you have some tips on that, how to find some volunteer experience in Lüneburg.
Yeah, I feel like it's quite easy to find any volunteering position in Lüneburg because it's a university town, and we here have so many different societies or agendas that help you to find your passion. So one of the things that is centrated on at Lafana University is ISAC, Global Wide Student Initiative, which is extremely nice. And I'm a part of ISAC of Lüneburg, and I am in a talent management team. Yeah. Another option to find volunteering position is to check out Lafana website, because we have so many different societies, starting from theater, ending with eco-activists and anti-racists club, that anti-ra basically, that take care of people's rights and tries to fight racism. Another option is try to check out Lunatic Festival, which takes place in summer. because they always need volunteers.
Yes, and it's always a really big event here in Lüneburg. And a lot of people, not only from our university, actually come and attend.
Yeah, from other towns as well, which is crazy. And one of the things that kind of shocked me is that this big concert or festival takes place on campus area.
Yes, it's incredible.
I could never imagine that back at my home country. This is crazy and I really love it. I mean, Lüneburg in summer is a whole different vibe.
We miss summer.
We do.
All right, bouncing back to the topic of you, because you're an international student yourself, right? I wanted to ask you about the things that you miss the most about your home country.
Oh, boy. Well, before it snowed today, I was missing snow because I'm from St. Petersburg, and there it's not like Siberia or anything, but we have proper winter. We have minus 10, minus 15, sometimes minus 20 degrees, and we have snow, and I miss that a lot. Luckily, Germany has a lot of Eastern European shops, which makes it much easier with me not missing my cuisine that much, because basically nearly everything I can buy out here. But what I miss, my family, my friends. Sometimes you may think that I'm going crazy, but I miss a small cafe next to my house. I miss some small streets in the city center that I love to walk. And I miss sometimes loud people on the streets or people in the bar or my favorite bar at my home country and my hometown. And sometimes it's just like small little things, even some kind of scent or aroma that you may feel like in the middle of October or November, when you're walking to school or university, that something draws me back and I feel like, oh, that's it. Homesick feeling.
Yeah. Well, that was very poetic. So you mentioned a lot of things that you miss about, but does it mean that you ever regret your decision to come here?
No, never. I guess that's the easy answer. I know that I miss my family and I know that I miss my friends, but that does not stop me from doing things that I want. I've always wanted to study in English language and study with other people from different countries. So that was my goal starting from, I don't know, 12 years. And when I came here in the beginning, it was hard. I'm not gonna lie. It was emotionally hard knowing that you're alone, that no one will help you, that you don't even know how to ask for help or who from. But looking back, I can see that it helped me to get where I am right now. All these months of frustration, not understanding how university actually works, because the structure here is a bit different. What is Stupa? What is ASTA? What is student council? How is it all related? What is higher and so on? And then figuring out yourself, because it took me a while to understand, and I've never questioned that I was Russian when I was in Russia. And when I came here, I finally realized that I was Russian. And then other things. Sometimes it was hard to prepare for exams because it's so much, or write papers. But with every module that I'm taking, with every person that I'm meeting, I've realized that I've made the correct decision for myself. And I am grateful for everything that I have right now. And I don't think that I will want to take it back. Ever.
Aww, that's so cute. Did you already make any future plans about what you want to do after your graduation?
Well, I want to write my bachelor thesis before graduation, and hopefully it's going to take no more than one semester. I'm really scared of that. However, I kind of have plans. They're not solid because I'm open to new possibilities and new visions of myself in the future. I definitely want to move out of Lüneburg because I don't like small cities. I'm sorry, Lüneburg is gorgeous. However, not for me. It's either going to be Hamburg or maybe some other big city, like the third or fourth on the population list.
However, a German city, right?
Yes, most likely.
So you're planning to stay?
Oh, yeah, most likely, yes, because I'm learning German right now. And I want to find a job, a proper job in marketing area, most likely, in a German company. And I want to continue exploring Germany, German culture. And honestly, I really want to go to a party where I can understand every word of a drunk German. So that's one of my goals for learning German. Yes, so the plans are staying in Germany, maybe traveling a bit. But yeah, moving out of Lüneburg.
Thank you so much for taking your time and these tips and joining us today. And I wish you good luck with your studies here in Germany. And hope to see you next Friday.
Thank you very much for having me. And good luck to all of the prospective students. If you have any questions, you can always check out people who are studying at Lafana or kind of write to professors, because sometimes they do answer. And international office is another option to get information about studying out here. And see you next Friday. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that's it from us for today. The episodes are available on our website podcast.leufana.de and every other public podcast platform. Thanks for tuning in, and till next time.